With amen on my lips, I approach your presence, Father. Not with fear, but with a certain respectful fury. I have very little time, as you well know. Do you recognize my voice? Must I reintroduce myself? Ani Chavatzelet Hasharon, Shoshanat HaAmakim. I am the lily of Sharon, the rose of the valleys, daughter of Zion. I am that part of man you made to suggest his immortality. You surely remember, Father, the part that refuses death, that insists on you, divines your voice, guesses your grace. And always you have heard my voice. Always you have saluted me with a rainbow, a raven, a plague, something. But now I see nothing. This time you show me nothing at all. Father, understand what is happening. I am exiled by man, no longer cherished, while he runs free, free to play with his newfound fire, avid for death, voluptuous, total, and ultimate death. Lord God of hosts, I call you to account, and don't shrug me off. As if I were playing defiant daughter, your impudent rebel who could do with a slap. You know who I am. Ani Chavatzelet Hasharon, the lily that man has picked and thrown away. And you let this happen, Lord of hosts. You with your mana, your pillar of fire. You ask for faith. Where is your own? Why have you taken away your rainbow, that pretty bow you tied round your finger to remind you never to forget your promise? Shall I quote to your own weighty words? For lo, I do set my bow in the cloud, and I will look upon it that I may remember my everlasting covenant. Your covenant, your bargain with man, tin! God, your bargain is tin. It crumples in my hand. And where is faith now? Yours or mine?
Thank you.
Forgive me, Father. I was mad with fever. Chaos is catching and I succumbed. Have I hurt you, Father? Forgive me. In fever, I forgot you too are vulnerable. If my faith is shaky, what must yours be? But yours was the first fatal mistake, creating man in your own image, fallible. Dear God, how you must suffer. So far away, ruefully eyeing your two-footed handiwork, frail, foolish, mortal. My sorrowful Father, if I could comfort you, hold you against me, rock you and rock you into sleep. Shall I sing to you? Shall I tell you stories of other stars? Stars that you love, that deserve your love. Stars that do not disappoint and disgust and disgrace your love. Oh, I hope they exist for your sake, Father. My heart's pity boils in my throat. I can barely speak. Be comforted. Be magnified, sanctified.